This is Sunday Morning Magazine with your host, Rodney Lear.
And welcome back to Sunday Morning Magazine. Remember, more information about the show can always be found on our Facebook page. Visit us at Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Head there now, like us there now, and join the conversation there as well. You can also listen to the show anytime you like. Just head to your favorite podcast app like Podcast One and iTunes and subscribe to Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. Former Major League Baseball player and L.A. Dodgers and Cincinnati Reds hitting coach Turner Ward and his wife Donna open up about the difficult and rewarding journey of Donna's ongoing battle with breast cancer in an emotional new short film called I Am Second. They're here this morning to talk about the new film and their journey. It's our pleasure to welcome Turner and Donna Ward to Sunday Morning Magazine. Good morning. How are you?
Doing great.
Yeah, doing good.
All right. So, Turner, let's start with you. Now, as we mentioned in the intro, you have strong Cincinnati connections. Tell us about what it was like to play in the major leagues and to coach here, right here in Cincinnati with the Reds.
No, I mean, of course, it was a great experience. I was, 12 years in the big leagues, so able to experience a lot of things. Of course, coming into play in Cincinnati and of course, being able to coach there this past season, I mean, everything is just been great.
What do you guys miss most about Cincinnati?
Being close to home, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, for me, it's like the guys, Joey Votto and Gino and Heck Iglesias and Wink. I mean, all these guys that I was able to create relationships with and just being able to just work alongside those guys. I really think it's a privilege, especially as a coach the past 7 years in the big leagues, is a privilege to be able to work alongside these guys because I know how difficult and how tough their job is.
So, Donna, let's bring you in here and let's talk about this. Now, Donna, you received a diagnosis 6 years ago. Tell us about this diagnosis, Donna.
Well, very unexpected. Just a routine mammogram showed some suspicious markings, and even going into the repeat mammogram, I never thought I would get a cancer diagnosis or go through everything I've gone through for the past 6 years. So,
okay, so did you have a family history at all of breast cancer?
It's only considered family history if it's your mom or your sister, so no. I did have a grandmother, but she was in her 80s when she was diagnosed. Mm-hmm. But they say that that doesn't play a role. It's not considered family history. So that was something new that I learned.
And how old were you at the time?
I was 47.
So what did the doctors tell you about your cancer and what was your course of treatment?
So, it's a hurry up and wait process. There's so many tests to determine exactly, but they caught it early, being that it was through a mammogram. And my only recommendation was a double mastectomy. Mm-hmm. That chemo radiation would not have helped me. But my cancer was considered ER-PR positive, which is hormone. So I am having to take a drug that I will have to take the rest of my life. Basically, this drug should keep cancer away. And it's something that I'll just have to take from here on.
Okay.
Basically, that pill is going to save my life.
Wow. And so were you getting the breast exams? Were you getting those on a yearly as recommended for your age? I guess I should say.
I was getting my exams, having my mammograms, doing everything by the book. Yes.
Okay. So, Turner, what was it like for you to watch your wife, to the woman that you love? What was it like for you to see her battle this disease, breast cancer?
Well, I really got a good picture of it from a reading standpoint yesterday. Donna's been writing a journal, and she gave me general entries over the past few years, but she kind of put it more into a manuscript. And yesterday we literally sat down and read through the second edit of it, and it just brought me back to a lot of bad places. I was on a bus in the minor leagues coaching when she called to let me know. And it was like, dying. The worst possible thing you would ever want to hear is someone that you're close to has cancer. I mean, even me now, I mean, and we've been through so much over the past 6+ years, you know, through it, even just to think about it still just drives my emotions, because watching someone you love go through, man, the pain that she was going through, I can't even describe it. I've had pain. I've had, man, multiple surgeries, both shoulders, rotator cuff, knee, fracture dislocation, ankle turned almost to a 90-degree break. I mean, excruciating pain that I've been in my career as a baseball player. But watching my wife through that, especially that first surgery when they, I'll just say, amputated her breast, mm-hmm. that week of pain and watching her go through was more excruciating, I think, for me than the physical part. So that emotional pain that you see and feel compared to the literally physical, emotional and physical pain, to me was so comparison and kind of showed me what a degree of pain that we can see and feel is almost mirrored.
So, Donna, let me ask you this. I understand that you've went through 12 surgeries. Is that right?
I've went through 11. Number 12 is scheduled for January of next year.
And they're all related to your breast cancer diagnosis?
Yes.
Wow. That is, yeah. That is something. And so what has it been like, you know, we know your husband talked about the emotional toll and the pain and things like that for you. When you're going through those darkest hours, what was it that pulled you through those difficult times, Donna?
Gosh, I have to go back to the day before the mastectomy when I basically found myself in the most darkest hour of my life, where I had just given up hope, had doubted my faith, and just couldn't see anything good. Just in my heart, I heard God, and I heard him say that, "Do not fear, I'm with you, and I will help you, and I will give you strength, and I will hold you up." So when I was crying out, how am I going to do this? And I don't want to do it, and I don't know how to do it. And that's what I heard. So I knew that that was my answer. That was going to be how I was going to do it and how I was going to get through it. So hope. And I have just held on to that hope. Actually, Turner gave me a pink ring with the word hope on it right after that. And he said, "Let this be a reminder that you can never lose your hope." So I wear that ring every day, and it's still hard because it's not behind me yet. I'm not totally on the other side. So I just have to remember and hold on to the hope that I was given on that day before my first surgery.
And in case you're just tuning in this morning, you're listening to Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm Rodney Lear. This morning, we're speaking to Donna Ward. We're also speaking to her husband, Turner. Donna is here this morning to share her story. She was diagnosed with breast cancer 6 years ago, and she's here this morning to talk about her emotional journey. For more information on Donna and Turner Ward, all you have to do is go to our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Head there now, like us there now. You can actually join the conversation there, and you can find out more about our guest and the show in general. So, Turner, we talked about how your wife's diagnosis impacted you, but let's talk about the impact it had on your family in general. Let's talk about the impact it had on your children and your family.
Well, my daughter was 12 at the time. Our son was 7 at the time, and then our oldest son was in college. So, and it really, as we look back at it, it all affected them, you know, different ways, just like it affects me, you know, and they were all impacted. And it was really like at a pivotal time, especially my daughters, you know, so she's 12 and now, she, you know, at that time she's 19 now in college. And there was some very traumatic things that happened all through that. But, you know, the good thing about that too is like watching how they watched Donna, watch their mom go through something very difficult, very painful, very emotional, but then watching kind of what we're doing through it by building a foundation and trying to help people through it and using something that was really terrible and trying to make something good out of it. So you know, as bad as it was, or bad as it was for them, or and everything, they're still able to kind of see kind of what good is coming through it, and that can only be through our faith that we have, and we've been tested in that faith very strongly, and hopefully we'll kind of continue to kind of grow from it and learn from it, and keep struggling through it.
All right. And in case you're just tuning in this morning, you're listening to Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm Rodney Lear. This morning, we're speaking to Turner Ward. We're also speaking to his wife, Donna. Donna was diagnosed with breast cancer. Turner was a former hitting coach here in Cincinnati with the Cincinnati Reds. Now, let's talk about this film. You guys have decided, Donna, you have decided to share your story and your journey through this new short film. Tell us about this short film, if you will.
So yes, when I was approached by I Am Second, I was a little reluctant to be so vulnerable with it because I have built such a wall and protected myself and, you know, pretended that everything's okay and that I'm okay and that I'm strong and I'm doing it great when I haven't. So I knew that in telling my story that people were going to see the truth, not the, I guess, basically the life that I was living in, saying that I was okay. So I knew that I was going to be throwing myself out there for everyone to see. But at the same time, I knew how important it was to do it. I felt really strong that I needed to let women know because I know there are so many out there like me hurting and suffering in silence and broken. So if I could be strong enough to share my story, if it could just help one of them, then that's how I kind of knew that I had to do it. But I love I Am Second. It is just real stories from real people. It's unedited. It's not rehearsed. And that's what I liked about it. But after doing it, I feel like it was really a part of my healing because I left there feeling strengthened and encouraged. And I guess even up to the point of, I never saw myself as having a story. And people would say, you need to share your story. But I just didn't see a story. But I did leave that film knowing that I did have a story for sure and that it needed to be heard.
And so what is I Am Second? Is that a organization? Help us understand that as well.
It is a nonprofit organization.
Mm-hmm.
And they just really, it's to encourage and to strengthen. And I Am Second means basically you are second. God is first, and you put yourself second. And it's just stories that they do that just shows how God came in a dark time of someone's life, and the person was changed. It's a great organization. I've known about it for a long time. And actually, when my oldest son was little, we would look at the books and look at the stories. So never did I dream back then that I would actually be an I Am Second story.
Okay. And so, Turner, I'm sure you have you had a chance to view the film, and what are your thoughts on the film?
No, it was great. We were all in Cincinnati when it kind of came to, you know, kind of production, and I was there, Paul Goldschmidt was there, and, you know, Donna, we was all doing really kind of three separate films, and it all kind of happened because my son Tucker was on an airplane with, you know, Tyler, one of the guys with the I Am Second. And it kind of started out, hey, you ought to talk to my dad. And I was like, hey, you ought to talk to Goldie. And then Tucker's like, you should really hear my mom's story. So really when we were putting that film together, when we was kind of sharing our testimony or our story, we were all doing it separate. But like when, so I did mine, I was in there for an hour and a half. I know Donna was in there by herself for 2 hours. And so unique how it's come together, those 7 years basically put together in kind of 10 minutes. But knowing that we were going to do them separately, me and Donna, but the way they put it together, there's like, we need to put this together. So I really, I'm proud the way they put it together and kind of had our story together.
Okay. And so how can our listeners, can they view this film, and what can they do to see this film?
What they need to do, yeah, they can see this film. It's about 10 minutes. It's you go to IamSecond.com and just /thewards. But if you go to IamSecond right now, IamSecond.com, it'll be the first thing that kind of pops up.
Okay.
Or you can YouTube it now, or they can actually see it on Facebook, I Am Second Facebook, Instagram. So it's out there right now, pretty heavy. So just go on to IamSecond.com, you could see it.
And again, in case you're just tuning in, we're speaking to former Cincinnati Reds hitting coach Turner Ward and his wife, Donna. Donna was diagnosed with breast cancer 6 years ago. They have chronicled their emotional journey on a new short film called I Am Second. And so as you guys, the two of you see, what are the biggest takeaways from this film, this short film, I Am Second?
Biggest takeaway for me is, you know, I made a comment in the film about joy. You would see us in there in tears, just like now, but a lot of those tears of pain turned to tears of joy. And I think that's kind of where our life is. It's like there's going to be struggles. There's going to be tough things that we go through. There's going to be hard times, but, you know, it just can't take our joy. Those are really circumstantial, happy, sad. They become circumstances. But joy is something that's, for me, is like eternal, something that I can, you know, a place I can go to. And to me, you know, hope is probably that key word that's will be said throughout that, you know, that video, because our hope is what we have. And that hope is really a person. That hope is Jesus.
All right. Donna, for you, I don't know if there's anything else to be said, but what is your biggest takeaway from the film, I Am Second?
I think that in seeing it, they will see it as being real, a real story, honest, raw emotions. I think we all have struggles. They may be different, but still it's struggles. So I think anyone struggling is going to be able to watch the film and leave being hopeful and leave being strengthened. I think it's just going to help them at whatever dark place they're in right now to know that there is hope and that it will get better. And that Jesus, even though you may not feel he's beside you and think he's a million miles away, that actually he is still right there by your side.
All right. And so I know, Don, I know that there are organizations out there to help those with breast cancer, to help those with cancer. What organizations did you find personally helpful and supportive of you during your illness?
You know what? This is the crazy thing. For whatever reason, I didn't look at anything. Someone had told me from the very beginning, don't ever get on the computer and look at anything with cancer, any website, anything, because there's so much misinformation. So I didn't look, and maybe that's probably why I didn't have all the information. I didn't have all the options. There were so many options in breast reconstruction out there for me that I did not know about. And so that resulted in a really poor failed breast reconstruction. And that's why I had to seek out and totally start over, a whole revision, and find some doctors actually in New Orleans that been able to do the revision. And it's just been a long process of fixing what really wouldn't have had to been fixed if I would have done my research and if I would have went out there and questioned and asked. So I do regret that and wish that I would have, because there are so many organizations, there are so many good websites now that all of your questions can be answered, and you can go into breast reconstruction and surgery in a lot better place than I did.
Wow, look at that. So, Donna, 6 years later, after the diagnosis, how are you? How is your health?
My health is good. I'm cancer-free. I have an MRI every 6 months just to keep things in check, to make sure no red flags, lab work, see my oncologist. So far, so good. It depends on what day it is emotionally. Some days are still hard when I think about it, and then knowing the surgery that's ahead of me and the recovery. But I'm in a really good place, pretty much overall.
And Turner, what is it like for you to see your wife in recovery? What's that like for you?
No, I mean, each time watching her go through different stages, watching her climb over different, you know, these different walls that she's had, and man, it's just really it's really kind of given me strength. You know, you think you have a bad day, or, you know, it's made my bad days not so bad, you know, because, and what it's also done is it's intensified my compassion for other people. I've always thought, hey, man, I'm a pretty compassionate person. But, you know, when you kind of live it and having to watch, you know, what goes on behind, you know, closed doors and the emotions, it should change you. I can honestly say that through this and everything, it's changed me. It's changed me for the better. I'm not glad we've gone through this at all, but I don't think I would change it by watching how it's helped us, you know, to rely on each other more. There was times that, you know, I'm a fix-it type person, something I just couldn't fix. Some things I just had to just rely on prayer and trust. And my wife is, she's changed me for the better.
All right. Well, we're out of time this morning. If our listeners, if they would like to find out more about the film, I Am Second, again, what are the websites? How can they find out more?
Go to IamSecond.com, the Wards, WARDS, or you can go to YouTube, type in I Am Second, and it's going to pop right up. Instagram, Facebook, I Am Second.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Donna, for taking time to share your story with us.
Yes.
I really do appreciate it. Thank you, Turner. I really do appreciate it.
No, thank you for having us on.
Thank you.
Bless you.
Mm-hmm.
We've been speaking to former Cincinnati Reds hitting coach Turner Ward and his wife, Donna, about her breast cancer diagnosis. Well, that's it for this edition of Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm Rodney Lear. More information about the show can be found on our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Head there now and like us there now. That's it for this edition of Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm Rodney Lear. Until next week, be encouraged.